race and our perceptions of it affects what happens in the workplace. NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health conducted a poll, and most African Americans who participated said they had experienced discrimination at work, in hiring, in pay, and in getting promotions. NPR's Sonari Glinton looked into that, and he found that when faced with those obstacles, many people choose to get out and strike out on their own.
It's an October heat wave in Los Angeles, and Dennis Jackson is making the best of it, selling solar panels. Jackson has essentially always been an entrepreneur. He started in landscaping and moved to solar panel installation.
Both careers that I chose, landscape and solar, is not many black people in the industry. There's some black guys that are landscapers, and we look at each other as unicorns because there's not many of us.
Jackson is 40. He moved to L.A. in his teens from Detroit. Now, there have only been a few brief times when he's had a boss.
When I first started, I did have a boss, and I didn't like having a boss. It's harder this way.
Jackson has a very small operation, 5 employees and some independent contractors. And in many ways, he says he's always had the entrepreneurial spirit. It's his way of avoiding the glass ceiling.
You know, so a piece of me says, yeah, I'm not going to have to go through that because I'm going to write my own ticket. I'm going to write my own ticket to not have to face, you know, discrimination.
NPR and Harvard have published a survey that says 56% of African Americans say they've been discriminated against in the workplace. Now, this is when they're being considered for promotion, applying for jobs, and raises. Mark Morial heads the National Urban League, and he says discrimination can deter African Americans from applying for certain jobs.
I'm not going over there to apply for a job because I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to go over there and apply for a job because I heard they don't like blacks. I'm not going to go over there and apply for a job because, after all, I've applied for 5 jobs in the last 2 months and I haven't gotten one of them. There's a lot of that that goes on in the real world, particularly among younger workers.
Now, the unemployment picture for black men has improved significantly since the Great Recession. But Mark Morial says what's hidden in these low jobless numbers is that many black men have simply fallen out of the workforce. Now, there's a whole menu of problems that lead to giving up. Race affects networking, education, mobility.
First thing is, the issue isn't really perception, it's reality.
Stephen Pitts studies labor at UC Berkeley, and his expertise is employment in black men. Pitts says there's real evidence of discrimination against African-American men in the workplace. And in response, black men especially look for alternatives outside of the traditional job market.
It could be simply the hustling, right, where I need somebody to fix my car, and I call a friend of mine to fix my car, right, or someone painting my house, or those sort of things. So the informal economy is not so much just the idea of on-the-corner drug stuff. It's a vast array of economic activity that simply isn't governed by traditional labor laws.
Pitt says many black men face real barriers, whether it's a criminal record or the need for a license to get a particular job. But there's been a shift overall, including for white workers. The idea of getting one job and working for 35 years is a thing of the past for almost everyone.
For the last 30 years or so, we've seen a rise in informal economic activity, and we've seen a rise in kind of the shift in labor market activity away from an old model to a newer model.
Pitt says the hustle, which has been vital to the survival of black men for centuries, this is a shift the nation is going to have to embrace eventually. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Culver City.